Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the second paragraph of Maseches Tmura, and we are up to Parag Bey's Mishnah Aleph. Yesh b'korbanos yachid mashen b'korbanos tzibur. There are certain halachos that apply to korban yachid, but not to korban tzibur. Yesh b'korbanos tzibur mashen b'korbanos yachid, and vice versa. So says the Mishnah, shekorbanos yachid osim tmura. Korbanos yachid could affect tmura. Korbanos tzibur ain't osim tmura. That's why this Mishnah is in our Masechta. Korbanos yachid nagin b'zicharim b'mikavos. A korban yachid could be brought from male or females. Korbanos tzibur ain't nagin b'zicharim. Korbanos tzibur can only be male animals. Korbanos yachid chayav b'achrius and b'achrais nischeim. A korban yachid, the guy who is the owner of that korban, is responsible for the if something happens to the animal, he's got to replace it, and for the nesachim that goes along with the korban. Korbanos tzibur ain chayav lo b'achrius and lo b'achrais nischeim. Meaning, if it's offers mano, so that's it. You don't have to make up for it. If you missed the window, you missed the window. So you don't need it, and you don't have to take care of its nesachim either. However, once the zevach is brought, then you are chayiv to make sure that the nesachim are brought. There are certain dinim that apply only to korbanos tzibur, not korbanos yachid. Korbanos tzibur dochen as a Shabbos v'satuma. Korbanos tzibur can be brought on Shabbos, and they can even be brought b'tuma when the tuma sutra b'tzibur. Korbanos yachid enim dochem los Shabbos v'satuma, but you're not allowed to bring korban yachid on Shabbos, nor is it dochem tuma. Amr Rabbi Meir, v'lo chavite kohen gadol parsha yom kippurim korban yachid, chavite kohen gadol par yom kippurim. Are both a korban yachid, v'dochen es haShabbos v'satuma, and they are docha Shabbos and tuma. So whether a korban is docha Shabbos and tuma does not depend on whether it's a korban yachid or a korban tzibur, because here you have the chavitei kohen gadol shel yom kippurim that they are a korban yachid, and nevertheless you're allowed to bring them on Shabbos and you're allowed to bring them b'tuma. Ela shezmanu kavua. So what really matters is whether it's a korban that's manu kavua or not. If it's manu kavua, it can be docha Shabbos, and it doesn't depend on yachid versus Sibor. Mishnah base. Chatos Hayachid Shekipu Bailim. If you have a Chatos Hayachid where the Bailim already got a Kapara through a different carbon Chatos, meaning he replaced it with, he used a different animal to bring as a carbon Chatos, and he already had designated this animal previously, so Mesos. So then you left, that's one of the Chamesh Chatos and Mesos. Vishel Tzibor and Mesos. But a Chatos HaTzibor that you already used a different animal, you can't leave it to die. You have to let it be roa ad sheistayev, you let it graze until it develops a mum, and then you pod it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even by chatos tzibur, it's yamusa, you let it die. Amar Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon says that the halacha is that mamatzina b'vlad chatos, that we know by a vlad chatos, the offspring of a chatos, u'b'tmuras chatos, and by the tmura of a carbon chatos, u'b'chatos shmesu by lehor a chatos, where the bailam died before he ever got a chance to bring the chatos, b'yachid devar. So you see that the halacha is that they're left to die only when it comes to a yachid, but not when it comes to a chatas tzibur, because after kipra abaylim, meaning all those cases are only by chatos hayachid. After kipra abaylim, shavr shnasan. So too by the other two chatos hamesos, meaning where the abaylim already got kapara or the animal got too old, biyachid var mamur mavlo b'tzibur, that they are only left to die if it's a korban yachid, not if it's korban tzibur, meaning there are five chatos hamesos. So if we know about three of the chatos hamesos that they're left to die only when they're a korban yachid, so too the other two chatos hamesos should also only be left to die if they are a korban yachid. And a korban tzibur would have to graze until it develops a mum. So let's review it within today. Mishnah Aleph, we said that there are certain dinim that apply only to a korban yachid and some that apply only to a korban tzibur. So we said korbanos yachid could be oset mura. Korbanos tzibur not. Korbanos yachid could be male or female. Korbanos tzibur can only be male. Korbanos yachid yirchayv b'achriyusan and the achrayis niskeim. Korbanos tzibur not. Unless it's karev hazevach already, then yirchayv in the achrayis and the nesachim. As far as dinim of korbanos tzibur that don't apply to korban yachid, korbanos tzibur are docha Shabbos and tuma. Korbanos yachid are not docha Shabbos and tuma. But Rameir disagrees. He says, no, that's got nothing to do with tzibur versus yachid. That has to do with zman kavur or not. Haraya, the part of the chavit to Kohen Gadol and Parshal Yom HaKippurim are Karbanos Yachid, and they are Duch HaShabbos. Then Mishnah Beis, we said that if you have a Chatas HaYachid, whose Bailam already got Kapara, so then it's left to die. But a Chatas HaTzibur, where the Tzibur already got Kapara, you don't leave it to die. And Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, you do. So Rabbi Shimon makes a limud to demonstrate that, of course, you do leave it to die, because there are five Chatos HaMesos, and just like three of them are by definition a Karban Yachid, and we see that you leave them to die, so too, by the two that could be a Karban Tzibur, he brings a right that you don't leave them to die, because so too, by the other two that could be a Karban Tzibur, you only leave them to die if they're a Karban Yachid, like the first three. Okay, but Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.